This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and my guests today are Brian and Danielle Hornbeck, and they are in New York State in the lovely Hudson Valley, and I'm looking at their Instagram page. It's called The Timbermobile, and the reason it's called The Timbermobile is because of their beautiful dog, Timber. Welcome, folks. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having us.
That's great to have you. And boy, I'll tell you, you know, we were chatting ahead of time, and boy, you're in one of the most beautiful spots in the whole country. I just love the Hudson Valley, the whole Hudson River, you know, area. Like I said earlier when we were chatting, I have a very close friend up in Poughkeepsie, New York, right along the Hudson. And it's just a great spot. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. It truly Especially is. In the fall.
Right.
Oh, the fall. Yeah. When the leaves turn and great views of the river, and man, that's some beautiful landscape up there. So now you guys are like we said, you're in a home in New York State, but you get out to do some traveling.
Yes.
Tell us what that's all about. What kind of unit do you have?
It's a 2021 Forest River Wildwood FSX, the Platinum Edition. When we do a trip, we try and make it worth it and take at least a month on the road.
Yeah.
Excellent. And when you go, I mean, like, how long now? It's a 2021, but have you been doing this kind of traveling prior to that, or have you had something prior to that?
It kind of started with our honeymoon, actually, when we didn't drive, but we flew to Colorado, rented a car and drove up to Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons. And that kind of started this whole thing, you know.
Wonderful. Yeah, we saw other people with small campers, and we were like, oh, we should definitely look into that next time.
Right.
So, yeah. We went on our big road trip out west again. So
traveling is something you both really, really enjoy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's terrific. And you get out to Colorado, you go up to Yellowstone. Are there other places on the map that you're looking to get to sooner than later?
Yeah, we're trying to plan for this coming fall, Utah, and another part of Colorado. We want to see Uray.
Right. Excellent.
The ultimate bucket list is on the wall in the RV to hit every national park and scratch those off.
Yeah.
Wow. How many have you done so far?
Oh, gosh.
Approximately, I mean, every week, like Glacier and all those down through there.
Yeah. Glacier, Tetons, Yellowstone,
Badlands in South Dakota,
Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, for those folks just listening, because a lot of folks just listen to the pod instead of watching it. Brian, you're wearing a Badlands T-shirt. There it is.
Representing.
Yes, I am.
I'm telling you, that's certainly on my list of places to get to. I haven't been there.
Yeah.
I've shared on this show multiple times that I've gotten to only about 27 states.
Right.
So I've got some work to do, but the Badlands is definitely on the list. I understand it's absolutely breathtaking.
It was. It was probably the one that shocked me the most. Like, I didn't expect so much from it.
Right. They have all these little prairie dogs there. And Timber.
Our dog did not like them.
Timber didn't get along too well, but we certainly enjoyed. They're not shy.
No.
Really? Do they run up to you, or do they?
They're used to people.
They're used to. Yeah.
They don't move out of the way. They're right.
No
near
kidding.
The road. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. And that's really something. I didn't know that they were in the Badlands, but did that come as a surprise?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't expect so many. I thought it was like you might see one, but there were like thousands. So.
No kidding. Oh, wow. Yeah. How big are they generally?
I mean, maybe the size like of a raccoon, maybe.
No, oh, more than that. A little smaller. That would be scary.
I mean,
like a little larger than a rabbit, maybe. Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. So when I want to see prairie dogs, I'm making a beeline right for the Badlands.
There you
right?
go.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, find out more about where you've been and where you're going. My guests are Brian and Danielle Hornbeck. And I'll tell you something. You got to check out their Instagram page, the Timbermobile, some cool pictures. And wow, really just beautiful vistas here. They picked photos that you guys have posted. Just gorgeous. So definitely check that out, folks. We'll be back with more on the RV Advisor Podcast. Stay tuned.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know: advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit thervadvisor.com.
We're back on the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guests are Brian and Danielle Hornbeck. And the Timbermobile is what they take to enjoy their time away from home, and home is Hudson Valley, New York. Share with us another place that you've been that was an unexpected surprise and wonderful.
Well, before our trip, a few months before our big trip last summer, I started seeing pictures on Instagram and YouTube of this mountain, and it was like a square flat top. I was like, oh, I have to find out where that is. And we did a lot of research. It was kind of hard to find out a lot of information about it, but it's called the Square Top Mountain. It's in Green River Lakes in Wyoming. And it was down a 19 mile, like washboard dirt road. We had to go really slow. It took us about 2 hours to get down it. And a lot of boondocking down there right along the Green River.
Yeah.
So we stayed there for probably 4 days, I think.
Four nights.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Wow.
Breathtaking views. It was like national park views for free, no crowds. It was awesome.
Now, are some of those photos on your Instagram page?
They are. My last photo was actually from there that I posted.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, there's another place for you listening and viewing. Maybe if you haven't been there, to check off your list.
Drive slow.
And drive slowly, right?
Yeah.
Where tonight? Summer's coming up. It'll be here before you know it. That's the high point of the traveling season. And where do you guys, do you have any place on the map you're looking at? A couple places, maybe?
Well, in August, we have a week trip planned to a New York State park, North South Lake, beautiful spot. But however, our big trip per se for this year is to Utah, actually, from the middle of October through the middle of November.
Yeah, we want to hit the Mighty Five.
We want to hit the five national parks.
Yeah, wow, that'll be fantastic. Now, so that's a bit of a trek out there. You're gonna drive. You're gonna fly and rent, or you're driving the road.
We drive
the Timbermobile.
Yep, the Timbermobile.
Wow, the Timbermobile is gonna make it all the way out there to Utah. That is wonderful. Yeah. Lots of great places to see on the way, of course.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
And does that take you through at any point Route 66?
I'm not sure. I think we're above it.
I'm trying to think where Route 66 runs through.
You know, it's sporadic these days. It's just, it's more of a conversation piece than it is a real, you know, heavily used route the way it used to be. But, you know, it's always been fascinating to me, you know.
Yeah.
The Great American Highway, as it was described. But that's really great. So Utah is the big trip, and the big five, as you say, the national parks out there.
Yeah.
Right.
That's going to be terrific. Is this something that you see you're young folks, so you see yourself doing this for many years to come? Is this a way of life for you?
Yeah, I don't think we could ever stop now. No, after absolutely. That first year. Like eventually I would like to go to Alaska maybe when we retire.
Yeah.
Because you need a few months for that.
Right.
But, yeah, well, just getting there takes a little time, right?
Yeah,
that's great. That's absolutely fantastic. Well, listen, folks, it's great chatting with you, and we'd love to have you on again. Maybe the next time we talk, we can, maybe in August or something, we can catch you guys actually on location. And get a few pictures and we'll say hello from there at some point.
That would be awesome.
That really would be awesome. And folks, by all means, check out their Instagram page. Again, it is the Timbermobile. The Timbermobile, and that's on Instagram. And you can see some really just absolutely beautiful photos there. And they're going to grow that. Do you have other social media at this point, or is it just Instagram?
Not right now, but there could be in the future. We'll definitely post it on our Instagram if we do expand a little.
Terrific. That's great. Well, thanks again for joining us, Danielle, Brian.
Thank you.
And we'll talk again soon.
Definitely.
All right. There they are from the Timbermobile. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know. Advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit thervadvisor.com.
We're back on the RV Advisor Podcast, and joining me from the RV Advisor Newsroom, it's Jody Needle. Hey, Jody, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. I understand you're working. Well, you're always working on stuff. So, you know, you're working on a new story for the next newsletter, right?
Yes, that's right.
What do you got? What do you got cooking?
Well, the RV world is actually becoming more increasingly diverse. And so I'm working on a story that's talking about a little bit about that, actually.
Wonderful. Okay. So diversity in the very next story coming up in our newsletter, that'll be coming out very, very soon. Jody, thanks so much. We'll check in with you again as always. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All right. There she is, Jody Needle from the RV Advisor Newsroom. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Did you enjoy this video? Be sure to like, comment, and share, and hit the bell icon, remember, ding, ding, so that you're notified when new videos are uploaded. As always, don't forget to subscribe.